This is BetQL Daily with the Joes, Joe Ostrowski and Joe Giglio.
Yeah, Joe Giglio told me earlier today that Max Muncy is going to be the NL MVP. A lot of books took that down. We're making a big deal about the NFC North futures coming down at a lot of books 2 months before the season starts. But how about in the middle of the season? A number of books don't have these NL awards posted right now. Muncy got him at 100, multiple books. We told you about it for weeks and weeks and weeks. Come on, let's go. Just to be in the mix, that's worth something to be.
Well, I mean, he's hit like 10 home runs here against the Giants. He had a couple more last week. Well, they have to take it down when he plays them. It throws the whole thing off. Man, if you hit Max Muncy after you had Jokic during the NBA season, it'll be insufferable.
You got that straight. Don't worry. I'll put it all into the NFL.
That's the whole reason we do this. We do it to make some to throw in the NFL.
So then we can lose there. I'm looking around other books where, Muncy's down to 30 at some other spots.
Right. He's the most logical one. I mean, I don't know where, like, Tatis is the favorite. You know, DeGrom's out, Tatis the favorite. Acuna's gone. I don't know where else you go.
You say DeGrom's out, but he's even money.
Which is crazy. How many starts is he going to make? 24?
Yeah. I know. And I was the one that was saying if he misses the last month of the season, he would still get the Cy Young. Wasn't sure about the MVP. But
you're not quite Greg Amsinger, who said that Ohtani didn't have to play a game in the second half. It's the MVP of the league.
Greg, me do it.
Oh, so while unplugging, I didn't place a wager, which I think you need that a little bit. If you're betting every day, and this is a decent time of the year to do that. So, yeah, I took a vacation from betting. I'm ready to go back in. And after going over this MLB card, I'm ready. And the ears are open. So I'll be listening if anybody has an Olympic place. We'll get to that in a minute here on Lightning Bet. Sports bettors, are you ready? Download the PointsBet app now and use our code BETQL daily to get 2 risk-free bets up to $2,000. When you bet with PointsBet, you get faster bets, faster withdrawals, and faster rewards at your fingertips. Download the app now to experience this premium sportsbook for yourself. And don't forget to sign up with code BETQL daily to risk-free bets up to $2,000. Are you ready? Joe G, I'll change it up. I'll go first.
Go ahead.
Major League Baseball, your team, Phillies. I'm looking at them. I'm not going to bet the Phillies. I'll bet the over because there's going to be a lot of runs between Washington and Philadelphia. The numbers at 9.5. This Nationals lineup, their top three across the board since the restart. They crushed Joe Ross like much of Major League Baseball. And Spencer Howard, according to Joe Giglio, he will pitch maybe one and two thirds. It's going to be a high scoring game. So I'm going over 9.5. I don't want to bet on the Nationals and they're going to lose it in the ninth inning again. Over 9.5 between Washington and Philly. And I'm not sure why the White Sox are -125 on points bet. They kill lefties. They're going up against a lefty in Mike Minor. And the Royals don't do very well against Dallas Keuchel. They're hitting .220 against the dude. Oh, and it's Aloy Day. Aloy Jimenez. Expect him to be in the lineup tonight. Give me the White Sox -125. And it's not fair for me to talk about player props that are juiced at like -150. So here's what I'm going to do. I like Pivetta under 5.5 strikeouts. I like Spencer Howard under 4.5 strikeouts. But as a Lightning bet, I can't say lay 150 to win 100. However, there are books out there that will let you parlay those. If you parlay Pivetta under, Howard under, +174. I like that. So I'm going to do that. Just something to throw out there. But official Lightning bets, White Sox and Washington Philly over 9.5. Go ahead, Joe G.
Yeah, those are good. I'm going to trail you on Pivetta, the under 5.5. We've talked about that all morning. I'm also with you on the over 9.5 in the Phillies and the Nationals game. I mean, it's a game where you could just, it's almost like a bullpen game for the Phillies, which I mean, that's runs itself. Juan Soto can't be stopped. The Nationals will score, and the Phillies offense been pretty good since the break and pretty good in July. So they'll score as well. Over 9.5 Phillies Nats. I'm going to go the home run prop, Chris Bryant, +310.
I love it.
Wade Miley's going to get hit. Although Wade's pitched well this year, better than I thought he would. But the Cubs have good numbers, especially Chris Bryant. So the home run prop, Chris Bryant. And let me throw one more. And we didn't really discuss earlier, but it's kind of hit me the last couple of minutes. I keep looking at the baseball card. So Astros Mariners, probably the most interesting late game on the board. And I'm usually up late, so I'll probably watch some of this. The starter for the Mariners tonight, Dan McCaughan. I never heard of this guy. He just pitched last week. But here's what's interesting. So last week, 61 pitches in his debut. Joe, he got one swing and miss. The Astros almost never swing and miss. So two things. If you can find a Dan McCaughan K-prop, probably take the under because he doesn't get any swings and misses. Astros don't swing and miss. But I just like the Astros to score off this guy. He seems like a pitch-to-contact guy against a very good offense. I'll go the Astros over 1.5 runs first three innings against a guy that just can't throw the ball past anyone. And it wasn't a fluke last week. He had a below-average strikeout rate in the minors. I'm fading the Mariners pitcher tonight. Give me the Astros over 1.5 first three innings.
Speaking of guys that can't strike anybody out, Matt Manning, that number's 2.5, and it's used way to the over. His strikeout rate is 10%. 10% in this day and age. That's ugly. McCaughan? Is it McCaughan? It sounds like a whiskey.
Yeah, you know what? Maybe whiskey.
McCaggan?
McCaggan. I think he stinks. That's my read on it.
Well, I mean, if you bet on the guy, you can do a few shots of whiskey during the game late at night. How late do you stay up?
Well, I'm usually up late. I don't know.
Midnight your time?
Yeah, I'm at midnight. I usually, if there's a, like last week, Joe, Giants-Dodgers, before I was away on Friday, I was up watching that series. It was a good series, the ninth inning comebacks by the Bobo teams. And I'm looking at the clock. I'm like, what am I doing? It's July. This is not the playoffs. It's 1:10. I'm watching Kenley Jansen blow a save in the ninth inning. I got to go to bed.
Yeah, there were a lot of people that were mad about that one.
And then the next night, it happened the other way. It was crazy.
So what is your Houston-Seattle bet? I got lost in all that.
Astros over 1.5 first three innings against this whiskey guy.
That's not a terrible angle. Okay, let's bring in Vic Chalksey at DocSquad33 on Twitter. BetQL.co is where you can find his work. Hey, Vic.
What's going on, fellas? The BetQL model is kind of riding with you guys today. It has the best five-star play of the day is on the White Sox at -125. And then it likes the Nationals today. Five-star play on them and thinks that the wrong team is favored there. And so those are the two BetQL model plays. I'm actually on the Atlanta Braves, dabbling in a little baseball today, but like the pitching matchup, Mueller's been solid with some hard luck losses. And so I grabbed the +140 this morning. It's down to +135 right now.
Okay, game one, Atlanta. +140, first game of the day. That's Vic Chalksey's pick. Vic, I can't tell people to bet on Joe Ross. I can't tell people to bet on a team who's just swept by the O's, man.
I know, man, but the model is the model. Yeah. And yeah, you know how it is. It has the Nationals favorite at -110. That's what they made the line. So a lot of times if it even just sees value in the line, it's gonna pump it out. And so that's why that along with the White Sox is high on their list today.
Gotcha. Are you betting on the Olympics or just kind of checking in once in a while?
Kind of checking in once in a while. I mean, yeah. When you were gone, man, we were handing out Olympic winners all day. I don't know if you caught some of those, but I threw a little money down on Matsuyama at 18-1 last week, which was nice because he's down to 12-1 right now with Rahm and Bryson going out. But he's won on this track three times in the past. And so just kind of hometown hero, played here before, thought 18-1 was a good number, but it's down to 12-1 now. So I don't know if you still want to dabble in it, but he should be in the mix come the end of the event.
Yeah, this became a big Olympic show when you were out last week, Joe. We were really? All over it. All wow. over it.
And now everybody's out? Why did everybody jump out?
It was more fun to bet it before it started. Then I can't find it on TV, and I'm like, all right. I got one for you.
I got one coming.
All right, Vic.
They're giving out +800 you missed. +800s, +850s.
You know, that's worth a text. 800.
No, we knew you were unplugging. Now we're at least
the phone was on. I just check it periodically. I still would have placed a wager. All right, Vic. Let's talk tomorrow, okay?
Thanks, Oz.
Thanks, Vic. Vic Chalksey, he likes the Braves today as a dog in game number one. The model likes the White Sox. Agree with that. Model also likes the Nationals. Can't quite go to the window on that one. Paul Aspen, you just jumped on for a minute. What do you think, man? You got some Olympics plays?
I do. Fencing, we're pivoting away from fencing. We're leaving the fencing behind. We're going
is it over? Is it still happening?
There is team events now. There are team events now.
That might be the name of our podcast for today. We're pivoting away from fencing.
Pivoting away from fencing to archery. So there are some weather issues. They're in the individual events now. 17-year-old phenom from South Korea, Kim Jae Deok. I think I said that with a Spanish accent, but whatever. So 17-year-old kid, he was nails in the team event. Like hit a 10 in a shoot off to get them, you know, passed and put up a perfect set of 60, which is like 10 arrows at, or 6 arrows, 10, you know, right in the bullseye. So he is just, he's feeling himself. He's lights out. Doesn't know any better. He's 17. So to win a medal, he's even money. He is even money. And a lot of his fellow countrymen are up there on top of the board as well. The favorite is actually Brady Ellison, an American, but yeah. He even said last couple of days, like the course, he's just not totally with it on this course. Whatever course. Yeah, I think course is the right word. So Jae Dae Kim from Korea to win a medal, plus even money. And I'm going to sprinkle on the gold medal as well, plus 350.
Is Kim the first name or last name?
So I've seen it both ways. So there's
it wasn't a dumb question.
There's Kim Woo-jin, who's like a former world number one. He's also from South Korea. But this is Kim Jae Dae-ok or Jae Dae-ok Kim. I've seen it both ways. So I got
so when
honest.
You're at your book of choice, just look for Kim. Yeah. Just look for Kim. You're good.
Yeah.
I love it. I mean, if you don't know if the Kim is the first name or the last name and you're betting on this person, you are a degen. Thank you, Paul. Jay Kassan, you got anything in baseball?
Yeah, I'm looking at that Chris Bryant number. I'm going to go to get 2+ hits from him. That's at plus 210. You can find that. He's dominated Miley in the past. I'm going the White Sox over 5 runs at even money, Eloy Day and against a lefty. And I'm giving you an NBA draft one. Ayo Dosunmu under 26.5. Let's do it. That's plus 120.
I saw that the other day, and I did think of you. I was like, oh, that number seems a bit high.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to that. Anybody realize that's Thursday?
Thursday night, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll have to, I mean, McDonough nailed it last year. He made a lot of listeners a ton of money. So if we could talk to him on draft day, he's going to have a ton of information. You know, maybe we can make some money. What I've seen, a lot of the offerings aren't all that great right now, but hopefully the books ramp it up over the next 2 days. I'm Joe Ostrowski, along with Joe Giglio. We are here weekdays, 9 a.m. to noon on the BetQL Network. Follow us on Twitter. At BetQL Daily, Jim Rome Show is next on the BetQL Network.